The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
6:38, Kid of the Week time in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders. By the way, nice job on the piano today, Andre. You sound terrific.
Thank you. Working on that.
The next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place for your service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young Initiative, you can help us recognize a kid that goes above and beyond for their community. Nominate a Ute for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Kid you know could be featured here on the Cochran Show, win great prizes, including Amazon gift cards and Lou Malnati's pizza. Just go to WGNradio.com/contest. This tells you that you're older than you used to be. I got excited yesterday because I found a deal on medical tape for my knees on Amazon.
Nice. Isn't it funny when you find, like, Diet Coke on sale? It's true.
I got this strapping tape I have to put on my knees, you know, just to play golf and stuff.
Which, by the way, Dave and I said looks very good.
Thank you. Yeah, quite skilled.
Very sexy.
I didn't even
quite
notice
skilled.
It, quite frankly, Steve. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
I go, wow, Amazon Prime and a deal?
And you bought underwear yesterday. So it was a big day for Steve.
Really was a big day. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be Allstate Kid of the Week. Tune in every Tuesday and hear the Allstate Kid of the Week. And say hi to our new friend, Avery. Good morning, Avery.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Are you on summer vacation now?
Yeah.
When did you get out of school? Was it last week?
Yeah, I got out on Wednesday.
So what are you going to do this summer? You have big plans?
I'm going to Michigan next week.
Fun.
And then we're going to just hang out with my babysitter.
Well, that's fun. Now, where are you going to Michigan? Do you have like a lake house there or something?
Yeah, my mom and dad's friends from high school, we go to their lake house in
nice.
The summer sometimes. So.
They must be nice people.
Yeah.
Now, do you swim or what do you do when you're there?
We swim, we go on a boat ride, we go on jet ski rides. They have like a boat and then they have a diving board. So we jump off into the lake on there and then we just play around.
Cool. Are you a good swimmer?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
My grandma and papa have a pool too. So I learned how to swim there.
How old were you when you learned how to swim? Do you know?
Like 3.
3 years old. Wow, that's good. You can probably teach me. I'm not very good. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
An Olympic gold medalist gymnast.
Oh, good, good. Like, who's your favorite?
Gabby Douglas.
Oh, man, she's something else, right?
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's great. But you're 10. I'm trying to think. Gabby was in this last Olympics, right?
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. And you can see, obviously, on the video from the one before. Well, let me talk about you for a second. There's a kid in your class that was leaving school because he needed to get additional services, and school didn't have those services. Not the most popular kid in class, but you, Avery, you didn't want to leave school without feeling like everybody liked him, or at least that, you know, had some friends and stuff. So you had every kid in the class do what?
Well, me and my friend and I, we made a book. And then we had, when he was at a class with another teacher, we decided to tell the class that we wanted to make a book for him. So when he was leaving, he wouldn't feel so sad. And so I had everyone make a page where they had to write 2 things about him that they liked. And so I wrote that he was funny and that he was always brave and outwilling. Like, he would never, like push himself to the limits he didn't want to. He felt comfortable in the way he wanted to be. And then, so some people were, like, they didn't have anything to say. But I said, there's always something to say about him. You just have to be, even if it makes you think for a while, there's always something that you can say about someone that's nice.
You can always find something nice to say about somebody if you really try, right?
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. Well, what made you think of that? Just because you didn't want the kid to feel sad when he left?
Yeah, that's kind of it too. But also, he was having a little trouble and stuff, and I think he kind of knew that he wasn't that some people didn't want him to be in our class.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make I just wanted to make him feel like welcomed and stuff.
So you don't want to make him think that he was leaving because people didn't like him, and make him feel okay about things. That's a really big deal. Did he look at the book before he left? You know how he felt about it, or I guess that part doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. At the end of the day, when he left, I gave him the book, and then all the teachers in the principal and stuff who like helped him, they came to our classroom and we did a blessing with him.
You're something else, Avery. You're something else. You're a very nice person, and I hope you stay that way your whole life, because that's a really cool thing you did.
Thank you.
Really proud of you, and glad you're on the show to talk about it, because I think you'll inspire other kids to think about other people the way you do.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. How about Avery?
So sweet.
Right? How about Avery? Dave, I could think of two nice things about you. I could put them in a book.
Thank you.
Same for you, Andre.
That's very sweet.
Yeah,
Mary, we can think of one or two for you, too.
Yeah, maybe we'll make you a book, Steve.
I want to go up to the lake house.
You want to go to the lake house?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sounds like fun.
Board.
Jet ski and swimming, Avery? I mean,
Avery, we're not all coming to the lake house, you know. I mean, first off, you've got my swimming lessons. That's going to take half the summer.
You can if you want to.
That's very nice. You're the
best.
She's
so sweet. I bet Avery would teach you how to swim.
Avery, here's what we have. We have an Amazon gift card, and what else am I giving her?
Blue Monday's Pizza.
Blue Monday's Pizza. Avery knows.
She knows.
All right, hold on. Thank you, Avery. Thank you for being the Allstate Kid of the Week. I mean, look, in a world of Trump tweets, in a world of trouble, how great is that kid?
Yeah, what a sweet voice.
The world of a lack of a state budget.
Yeah, in a world of Mike Madigan rounder nonsense.
Chicanery.
It's ridiculous. In a world of bad knees, I mean, there you go. You got Avery.
I think it sounds like a movie promo.
Right, in a world.
I think that's
didn't want to make that little kid, she didn't want the little kid to feel bad. Everybody in the class has got to write two nice things. We're going to put them in a book. You can't think of anything. You sit there until you do.
I think that's a neat idea. I think we should all write down two nice things about
each
other.
Should we send one to Trump?
You know, that may be the one exception that everybody can come up with two nice things.
Come on, Steve, you can do it.
Oh, I'm very impressed with Avery.
You like his hair.
Very impressed with Avery.
He's awesome.
Avery Van Tilburg. It's a great name, too. Avery Van Tilburg. Thank you, Avery, very much.